they don't talk about it enough. Like, it's not talked about enough. People will hint on it, but to actually have like a deep conversation on it, I don't feel there's enough talk about it. And that's imposter syndrome. You know, it doesn't matter if you're starting out, if you've been in business for years, there's always that feeling of you could always be doing more, you're not doing enough. Or probably my worst one that I hate is I feel like I'm getting so much done, but I don't feel like I'm actually progressing. Like, you're not seeing the results, like the fruits of that labor, you know?
I think when we talk about financial mastery, we want the money to flow and flow with ease, right? To flow towards us. And so imposter syndrome is a big part of this. Definitely, I have been having imposter syndrome because unlike most of the people in my industry on the mortgage side, I do things very differently. I am a very holistic person in the way that I look at people's financial situations. I genuinely want them to financially succeed. And so the entire way that I communicate, not only with my clients, but how we even want to obtain clients is very different than what my industry kind of likes to do. I started Financial Mastery Simplified. I started dealing with the podcast, having these conversations about money. I started really wanting to go down an empowerment route, really speaking directly to the client as opposed to traditionally speaking, going and building relationships with the realtors or whoever, and then seeking leads this way. There's definitely moments where I'm like, was this the path? Should I have just done it the old way to get to where I want to go? Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified. I am your host, Jacqueline or Jax Kreider. Today we have Jason Schemmel. Did I say that correctly, I think?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. On the show today, he is an expert in helping entrepreneurs kind of grow, scale their businesses. He's actually helping me personally. And so welcome, Jason, to the show. Tell us a little bit more about who you are, what you do, why you're excited to be on the show today.
Yeah, thanks, Jax. Thanks for having me. So a bit about what I do. I've been in digital marketing for about 15 years now. Most of it has been spent around social media on the organic content side, as well as paid advertising, mostly on the Meta side of things. Well, currently Meta, it was Facebook, and then it was Instagram, and constantly changing. But
whatever it's called today.
It's never the same thing twice, you know? And so now, because AI has now become like a big part of that, AI has been now a big part of the whole marketing scene for the past couple of years. So that's been a part of it too. So it's marketing, it's ads, it's AI. It's basically helping people figure out how to get themselves out there, set themselves apart from their competition to get the results that they're looking for, whether it be leads, sales, whatever it be. But I'm excited to be here because you and I actually had a conversation a few days ago that I feel just about everyone goes through, but they don't talk about it enough. Like it's not talked about enough. People will hint on it, but to actually have like a deep conversation on it, I don't feel there's enough talk about it. And that's imposter syndrome. You know, it doesn't matter if you're starting out, if you've been in business for years, there's always that feeling of you could always be doing more, you're not doing enough. Or probably my worst one that I hate is I feel like I'm getting so much done, but I don't feel like I'm actually progressing. Like you're not seeing the results, like the fruits of that labor, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, and I mean, I think when we talk about financial mastery, right, like we want the money to flow and flow with ease, right, to flow towards us. And so imposter syndrome is a big part of this. And just to kind of frame up this conversation, so Jason and I have been working on some aspects about pulling in more leads and things like that for my business. And definitely I have been having imposter syndrome because unlike most of the people in my industry on the mortgage side, I do things very differently. I am a very holistic person in the way that I look at people's financial situations. I genuinely want them to financially succeed. And so the entire way that I communicate, not only with my clients, but how we even want to obtain clients is very different than what my industry kind of likes to do, right? My industry would rather just flash an interest rate out there for you. They just want you to, you know, sometimes a little bit of the bait and switch, like they, oh, you can't do the deal, whatever, on to the next. And they've moved on because of how we're paid. And so I have a hard time with that. I've never really liked it. I have always kind of bucked against it. And so about 2 years ago, I started doing things a lot differently. I started Financial Mastery Simplified. I started dealing with the podcast. I started, you know, having these conversations about money. I started really wanting to go down an empowerment route, really speaking directly to the client as opposed to traditionally speaking, going and building relationships with the realtors or whoever, and then seeking leads this way. And there's definitely moments where I'm like, was this the path? Should I have just done it the old way to get to where I want to go? And yep. Oh no.
Yeah, well, and therein is the hard part, because you see everyone else out there doing the exact same thing, and on the surface, it looks like they're getting results. I mean, you see people, it doesn't matter if it's the financial sector, the business, entrepreneurship, marketing, whatever. It's always I've had so much success. I got X amount of leads in, you know, a handful of days doing this one thing or something like that. And you're looking at yourself like, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to be like everyone else. I want to be different. That's what's going to set me apart from my competition and all that. I you know, that's where you and I are kind of kindred spirits in that way of like, we want to help people where they are, not just, we don't want to talk at people. We want to be having conversations with them, helping them through this whole process, because it builds trust, it builds authority. And then over time, then we start seeing the results. But that's kind of the double-edged sword of it, is that it usually takes a little bit longer to establish that. It's kind of like a snowball effect. So we don't see the results right away. But at the same time, because we're connected in our industries, we're following people that are also doing the same things that we are, we see all of the stuff that they're posting. And we don't know if it's actually true or not.
For sure.
You know, especially in my space with advertisers and marketers, they're always like, oh, I pulled, like, I gained this much revenue in you know, X amount of months doing like these two things on AI or something like that. And then I would sometimes have to stop myself and think, I'm like, okay, they may have made that much in revenue, but how much was like actually profit? Like, how much did they actually get to take home? Because anyone can say, I brought home like, I earned $500,000 in revenue, and it's a sexy number. It's a big number and all that. People love big numbers. But we also don't get to see the full picture of it. And and because social media is the same thing too, we make assumptions of filling in those gaps and what that context means and everything. And then we compare it to ourselves in our day-to-day lives. And we're like, oh, I'm not doing enough. I'm clearly not doing enough. If I'm not hitting this, if I'm not getting anywhere near those numbers or anything like that, I'm not doing enough. I'm failing. Why am I doing this?
Yeah. And that's a really good point. And I like that you pointed out, because you and I have had this conversation about when people like advertise or kind of puff themselves up on social media, and they are talking about like, oh my gosh, like look at my revenue numbers and blah, 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 blah. And I, a lot of times, because I do math for a living, I'm like, yeah, but what's the end of all that? Like, did you make $1 million, but you spent $996,000, so you actually made $4,000? Yep. You know what I mean? Like, it's an impressive number if maybe only 20% of whatever that huge revenue number was, you know, was what came out, right? But very frequently, that is not the case. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with, sometimes it does take money to make money and you have to, you know, put it back into the business or whatever. But like in my space, we see a lot of times, for instance, like this is one thing that we caution people about on the mortgage side, right? Is that just because you think that it's income we can use doesn't necessarily mean we can. And the reason that is because a lot of times, like especially self-employed borrowers, entrepreneurs, like they are making XYZ, you know, revenue, and then they're taking all of these things out. Unless they're very specific line items, like one-time kind of expenses, we typically have to use the bottom number, the one that has all of the things taken out. So great, you made $2 million last year. How much did you actually show that you made? Oh, 40 grand. Right. Okay, that's what I can actually use. And so it's the
dependable number, yeah.
And I think a lot of times people have this concept in their head that everyone is succeeding so much better than them. And for me, financial mastery doesn't look like somebody else's success, right? It looks like my own success. Like, what am I good with? And not necessarily comparing constantly to that of others. We also have to remember on its face that we're incredibly hard on ourselves, much harder on ourselves, especially if you tend to be a high achiever, somebody who has the capacity and the capability of being a high earner. We're really, really hard on ourselves. Like, I tell this story a lot. For those of you who have listened to my podcast, he has been a guest on my podcast. His name is Matt Terschel, and he has his own podcast called The Millennial Wealth, I think, creator. I think that's what it's called. I've been a guest on his podcast as well. Super, super amazing guy. He was the one who made me realize like how awesome my podcast was, because we were having a conversation one day and I was like, well, you know, Matt, you know, you get to a point where people just ask to be guests on your podcast. Cause I get asked all the time, hey, can I be a guest on your podcast? And I do a couple of vetting questions and then sure, they can be a guest. And he's like, no, Jax, that's because you're good. And I was like, what?
No,
and
he was they like, want to be what you're creating. They want to be on what you're creating.
Right. And he said that. And it's funny because I didn't realize that people asking me to be guests on my podcast was an indication. I mean, I guess if you like really step all the way back logically, it should have made sense to me that like that was a right. sign. But it,
but in the moment, you don't always think of that.
That's correct. And so for me, I didn't realize like, wow, okay, I actually am doing something really well, right? I am doing this right. And so often we're not seeing through the lens of other people. And so sometimes when we are getting in our own head and we are getting imposter syndrome, we have to take that off and like put ourselves, take, you know, step out and look at ourselves and say, if this was somebody else, right? My best friend, my, like, you know, somebody from afar, would I find this person successful? And most yep. of the time, I guarantee you, you're going to say yes.
Yep. It's that whole like taking your own advice, like thing that you get stuck in. I can't even think of the right word to describe it, but like I see myself doing this all the time. Like I love helping people. I love coming in and auditing and figuring out what's broken in their systems, their ads, their strategies, whatever, and go, okay, here's what you need to do. And then I get stuck in my own stuff. And for whatever reason, it's really difficult for me to like separate myself from myself and like my situation, everything. Like, how can I look at this from an outside perspective? Because if this was a client going through the exact same thing that I'm going through, like without a doubt, within like a 20 to 30 minute conversation with them, I go, okay, let's start. Like, here's the first five things we need to start looking at and prioritizing. And here's what we need to do. But at the same time, it's also building them up of like, congrats on getting this far. It's not easy to get this far. And then having that conversation of like, you just keep going. Sometimes it's just keep going. You may not be getting the results and the successes that you're looking for right now, but that doesn't mean that they're too far off. I remember back in, I think it was 2018, I had my own podcast because I was getting really into content marketing. I was able to speak at a couple of conferences that were really cool and all of that. So by all, you know, all checks and balances, means and purposes and everything, I was getting to be a successful content marketer. And I had this podcast, people like bigger name people were asking to come on my show. Like they were like, their representatives were emailing me saying, hey, this person just released a book. We found your podcast on this list. We think it's valuable. And they would love to be a guest on this. I'm like, my podcast is on lists. You found me? How? I didn't like, and but at the same time, I also got in my own head because of the whole like editing process and everything was very tedious. I hated doing the editing and all of that. And I just let it fizzle out. But of course, now I think back and I'm like, shoot, had I kept that going up until today, it would be one of the, at the rate of viewership and everything that I had, it would easily be like a top 5% podcast easily.
Well, and I think we do. We talk ourselves out of amazing things, right? And that's why, like, for instance, I love my podcast. It's probably one of the most favorite things I do in my business overall because I genuinely like really great conversations between people, right? I find them super valuable. I learn something from them. I think other people are learning something from them, right? So all of that is amazing and really, really helpful. Yep. But beyond that, the thing that I knew, because you mentioned it, the thing that I knew I would never do the podcast or content period was editing. I absolutely hate it. One of my girl's uncle is actually a legitimate movie star and he also owns a production company. And oh, cool. I'll never forget, we were in California, I don't know, however many years back. And he was sitting in this little room that he had where he edited things. And he's like sitting there editing. And so I was genuinely curious because this is like a really smart guy and an actor and a producer and like amazing guy. And so I was like, how do you do this? And like, I kind of sat there and like sort of watched him like change the color and change the clips and change the way the music and a little louder here music, little less music here, whatever. And I'm watching all this process. And all I could think was, oh my gosh, I hate this. Like, it's amazing. Like, I'm watching him do it and it's amazing. And like, wow, did he totally change the whole vibe of that scene, which is amazing, yep. right? Like the emotion, the way you felt behind it, all of that, that's great. That seems like misery to me and I will never do it because if I have to sit there and like pick the words that should go across the screen, the B-roll, the what, I won't do it, man. Like, I won't do it. And so I actually knew to outsource that, right? And so I think a lot of times we also fail at things or have heavy imposter syndrome because we're trying to force ourselves into a box that we don't belong in, right? And so like we have to pick the things that are resonating with us. And that's what I tell people all the time when they listen to the podcast. I'm going to say something and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, light bulb. That's it. That's the thing.
Yep.
Then I'm going to say something else and you're going to be like, no, I don't feel that way. That doesn't resonate with me. That's fine. Like take the light bulb gut shot moment. And then the other thing, like push it away. It's not necessary. It's okay for it to not be necessary, but you have to know yourself and be in tune with yourself and have that awareness to realize that, hey, this is what is connecting. And if you're walking on the path, because remember what I told you, I said, there are days that I'm like, man, maybe I should just go do what everybody else tells me to do, what the industry is doing, or go back and like get some corporate job or whatever, right? I'm more than qualified, all the things. I could probably make a crap ton of money. It's just not what I want or what I feel like I should be doing. And you're like, well, there's the answer, Jax.
Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsors.
Imagine having the power to control your financial destiny, no matter where you start. Welcome to the Financial Mastery Simplified course and resource platform, where financial education is tailored to your unique journey. We cover everything you need, from basic budgeting and saving strategies to advanced investing and retirement planning. Learn at your own pace with lessons that match your level of experience. Whether you're a beginner or looking to enhance your financial knowledge, join our community of learners and benefit from shared insights and expert guidance. The Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform equips you with the skills and confidence to take charge of your financial future. Ready to master your finances? Enroll in our courses today at the Financial Mastery Simplified Course and Resource Platform. Start your path to financial independence now.
Visit us at fms.tips and fms.college for more information.
Hello, and welcome to PBJ Mortgage, where your home ownership dreams become reality. Today, we want to share why choosing PBJ Mortgage is the right choice for your home financing needs. At PBJ Mortgage, we're built on a foundation of values that drive us every day. Our commitment to educate, empathize, and empower our clients sets us apart in the mortgage industry. Our clients are at the heart of everything we do, and their success stories speak volumes. With years of experience, our team possesses in-depth knowledge of the mortgage programs, ensuring you receive expert guidance and the best possible rates. We offer a diverse range of loan options to suit your unique needs, including conventional, FHA, VA, and more. No matter your situation, we've got a solution. At PBJ Mortgage, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service. Our dedicated loan officers are here to guide you every step of the way, making the process as smooth as making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We understand that time is of the essence, which is why we've streamlined our processes for efficiency and convenience. Transparency and clear communication are paramount. You'll always know where you stand throughout your mortgage journey. Reach out to us today to set up a call to discover your options. If you're ready to make your home ownership dreams a reality, contact PBJ Mortgage today. Let us empower you during this exciting journey. Phone number 4-693-733-107, www.pbjteam.com. Visit our website or give us a call to get started. We look forward to helping you secure your future home. PBJ Mortgage, where home begins.
Thanks for your patience.
It's like, it's just staring you right in the face. I mean, that's all.
Yeah, I was like, are you going to even listen to yourself or anything? Or?
Yep. I don't, well, because like I've been there too. I was in corporate for 11 years and there were a couple of years at one job that I liked when I first started out. And then, I switched over to another company and the first couple of years were nice because the management and the support that I had were fantastic. But then as corporate does, you go through changes and policies and expectations and things like that change. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, this isn't what I thought it was anymore. You know, and it's just like you may not have the creative freedom to do what you're looking to do or what you need to do to get the job done, or they move you to different positions. Then it's just completely misalignment altogether, which is part of what happened to me. There was I worked for Amway for a few years. They brought me on to be their social media training specialist, which was perfect for me. I love doing workshops and trainings and just taking the complexities of things and making them more easily understandable to people so they can do it themselves. I love the like done with you type work rather than done for you. But then as corporate does, new person comes in, flips everything on its head. That position was eliminated. They moved me over to IT, project management in IT. And I'm like, I'm the family IT guy. I understand like most, like I can Google with the best of them.
Stuff, yeah.
But yeah. And what they wanted me to do and the team they wanted me to lead and all that stuff, it wasn't clear. I had absolutely no formal training whatsoever. Like I was not set up for any type of success. And so after 2 years, I got served the performance improvement plan. I'm like, oh, I know what that means.
Well, I mean, that's actually the thing that I think does also drive me crazy is that we a lot of times are taking our failures for where we haven't had the appropriate training, right? Like, mm-hmm. So maybe somebody's working in corporate and that's their situation, right? Or maybe you're not, maybe you have your own business or whatever. It's okay to know that you don't know something, raise your hand, ask for help. I mean, that's something that also I feel like high achievers are not always great about is raising their hand and asking for help. And you need some time.
It's always that figure it out mentality.
Correct.
Like, I can figure it out. I'll figure it out. Whatever.
Correct.
Like, this sucks right now, but I'll figure it out.
Sometimes you need not only help, but you also need like the echo chamber. Like you and I in the last like couple of weeks have sort of become that for each other because I was on you about why haven't you launched your thing yet, Jason? Like get on it and do the thing. And sometimes I think we get stuck in our own little bubble too, and like we're afraid to find the community of people that we can like be real with and be honest with. And the beautiful part is, used to, that was very faux pas, right? Like our parents, our grandparents, like they didn't share things like that, like when they were failing or not doing well, like that wasn't the thing. We live in a society now where it's a lot more acceptable and we have the greatness of the internet. And so we can be able to communicate with folks that we are really aligned with, right? Like you don't have to rely on somebody being right in your actual geographical location to be able to connect and build relationship and have some camaraderie about where you're at, in your journey and like, okay, hey, I'm right there with you. Because I think the biggest thing that I didn't realize about financial mastery for a very long time was the intersect of community with financial mastery, that trying to go at it alone, it's not that you're not capable or it's not that you don't have capacity. You may have both of those things. You may be totally capable. You may have a lot of capacity to be able to take on a lot. But the question is, do you want to? And when you're at the end of the path, who are you going to high five and be like, look, I did it.
Right.
Because there's not going to be anyone standing there with you.
Right. Yeah. And you need that. You need to have that, like any type of support system, whether it be people to ask questions from or just say like, hey, can you just take a quick look at this? Like stuff like that can make such a big difference in that journey from wherever it is you're starting to wherever it is that you want to go. And we always like everyone, I feel everyone always needs that friend who's almost like a mentor. They don't have to be like a dedicated mentor. Obviously you can pay to have someone do it, and all that, who will definitely stay on you. But if you can find a friend, colleague, kindred spirit, whatever, kind of help you along the path of, and sometimes just a little nudge of like, hey, do something. Why haven't you done something yet?
No, I mean, we all need a little bit of that, right? The other thing that I found too is the beautiful part is like, you were talking earlier about how AI is like one of the things you do, and you know that I'm super passionate about it. And I think that so often with mastery now, it's even easier than it ever was because you now have something in your pocket that doesn't judge you, that doesn't, think you're good, bad, or indifferent, right? It's literally neutral on all of that, but it can help take you to next levels. It can help you figure out, what do I want to do? Like, one of the things that you and I've had a conversation about that I'm not necessarily good about is I'm very adamant about making content that actually lands. Like, I'm not making content because Jax Kreider needs to be important. Like, I couldn't give a crap if anybody really has a true understanding of my name. I want to make things that are actually helpful for you as the person listening, right? You're like, oh yeah, man, that really illuminated my life. It really helped me take a step in the right direction to my level of financial mastery, to getting a mortgage, to fill in the blank, right? Whatever in the financial space. And so I struggle sometimes with what content to make, because again, I'm not doing it to hear myself talk. I'm doing it because I want it to make sense for you. I want it to land. And so what happens? Well, guess what? This is where, you know, talking to other people, having community is helpful, as well as that AI aspect, because Jason and I have used AI to help create and craft a lot of video scripts that have helped me understand what I should say, what is actually truly going to land with my ideal audience, right? What do I want them to hear? Because as long as it aligns with how I feel, I will talk about whatever, right? It doesn't matter to me. But just because I think it's important doesn't mean that you listening thinks it's important.
Right.
And so I always want to make sure that I'm doing a little bit of a gut check. So I think AI, when it comes to mastery and even getting out of your own head in the imposter syndrome space, can be a huge game changer in so many ways.
Yeah, I think it can definitely help when it's used in the right way. Because a lot of people, they, you know, the prompting sequence and everything, they're not always going to get the outputs that they're looking for back, or not even the ones that they're looking for, but just getting helpful outputs back. Because there's still a lot of people who are still in the infancy stage of utilizing AI. Right now, it's just a replacement of Google. They'll ask it a couple of questions, call it good, but not actually getting something substantial back.
Whereas
I think you and me and a lot of the people that we follow and that, you know, on a similar level of us, like, we know how to go a bit deeper and have like real meaningful conversations out of AI, but also being able to guide it. Like for me, I've used it as a business mentor and a business coach before, where I literally tell it, act as a world-class business mentor. Make sure that you are brutally open, honest, transparent, and unapologetic. Like, I'm not looking for affirmations. Anytime I give you something, don't say like, that's a really good thought. Like, I don't care. I'm not looking for that. That's not the response I'm looking for. It's, I have an idea, a thought process, or like something I'm bringing to the AI. And I want you to very logically and reasonably, like, help me tear it down, build it back up, make sense of it. And that kind of thing. And there's even been some times where I'm like, hey, I'm having a difficult mental day today. Just I'm in my own head. I feel stuck. I'm not quite sure where to go. This is what I have laid out right now. And then I remind it again, acting as my business mentor, help me prioritize, what should I be doing? And like, am I going on a logical path for this? Or do I need to pivot a little bit? Let me know. And then it'll give me the response and say, here's what you should be doing. And all of that. And then I don't just take that verbatim. I get to review that and say, okay, does this make sense? But sometimes I do like having that little gut check of like, okay, I am on the right path. Like this does seem like the logical next step of the thing I should be focusing on, rather than just assuming like, okay, I should do this and then I should do that. And then, well, cause like for someone like me, I get easily distracted. The whole ADD, ADHD, like I try not to use it as an excuse, but I was diagnosed in third grade. Pretty sure I still have it. But yeah, it's one of those things where if it, like for me, it's very difficult to get laser focused on something, but when I'm able to, it's like everything else needs to go away, because I will get so much stuff done if I'm able to stay focused. Like if I hit that flow state, but it is so rare for me to hit that. And there's so many distractions and stuff. Like it's one of the downsides of working from home is that all of the distractions I like are everywhere.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you have to take yourself out of your environment. And I think you make a really good point. Like for those of you who are maybe a little bit more on the novice side of AI and you're looking to help it propel yourself either personally, financially, business-wise, or whatever, Jason makes a very good point that prompting is super, super freaking important. Like people do not realize how important the prompt is, right? Like you need to tell it, be a world-class business coach, be a financial expert, be a whatever, fill in the blank. The other thing is that you can decide if you want it to be really kind coming back to you or not. I always tell it to hit me with direct kindness. So it will give me maybe a little bit of fluff. So it takes a little bit of the edge off, but then it also will say, okay, but it's important to understand. And like, it gives me also a very direct kind of approach as well. The other thing that is important to do is to tell it to ask you questions. If you are unclear, ask questions, because what AI is trained to do is to fill in gaps, and it's going to fill them in however it so sees fit. And so you don't want it to do that. You want it to ask.
It will make assumptions.
Yeah. You want it to ask you very specific questions so that you can dig deeper, whatever. Right. And so I'm going to advise you, like, when you start getting stuck, when you start getting into imposter syndrome, please, 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 first of all, find some community, right? Find your person, like I was finding Jason this last week or two, to just be honest and real with or whatever, right? If you have a coach, I didn't even tell Jason this, but my somatic healing coach and I were having a conversation about some of the conversations he and I were having when she and I talked on Tuesday. And I was like reading her, like kind of what we were conversating with back and forth. And she was like, you know, there is something deeper there, right? Like, and we were working on like the deep work of like, what was that? What kind of pattern was like coming up in me? And we were kind of digging out like a little bit of like a worthlessness generational pattern that was kind of clouding a lot of my mental state. And so we were working on like healing that out, right? You also, like I said, if you don't have somebody like that, or you don't want to lay yourself bare to somebody who you can trust, then go use AI, right? Make sure you're prompting it correctly, but tell it, right? You know, this is where I'm stuck. This is where I feel like I'm failing. Please be the whatever kind of expert it is you're looking for. Please ask me questions. Don't sugarcoat too much. You know, if you want it to give you a little sugarcoat, but not too heavy. And this, be really, really direct. What I found over the course of time, a lot of times, is mastery, first of all, looks different for everybody. There's no one size fits all, perfect box, perfect checklist that's going to happen. But you also, like I said, you're never going to reach that level if you're not afraid to push past imposter syndrome, if you're not afraid to just to move forward in a positive way. So, you know, when you're looking at these things, these are kind of some of the suggestions. And Jason, sort of as we wrap up, do you have any other suggestions? And then make sure you don't forget to tell them about what you have to offer them as well.
Oh, yes. So outside of the prompting, it's all about detail and context. Whenever I'm teaching people AI, because I do keynotes and presentations and stuff, I always tell them, think of AI as the super smart, kind of like personal intern who has a wealth of knowledge and access to all of this information. You just have to ask the right questions to get it. And so I always like tossing out the reminder, have you seen the movie iRobot with Will Smith in it?
Yes.
Remember that one? Yep. So remember when he's at the crime scene and everything, he has a hologram of the doctor and he's trying to ask it questions. And then the doctor comes back like, I'm sorry, my answers are limited. You must ask the right questions. And it's only until Will Smith asks the right question does he get to progress. It's kind of the same thing with AI. Granted, it's not going to tell you that's not a great prompt. It's not a good question or something like that. But you get the idea. So it's always about detail and context. Definitely tell it to ask you questions, because that way it's going to green light AI to ask you further detail and contextual questions to provide more information. If you don't know them, like Jack said, it's fantastic. It's not judgmental. AI doesn't care. It's just going to go great. Based off of what you've given me, here's the answer or here's the output, whatever. My other favorite thing I like to tell people is that after you do get that first output, you've given it the prompt, you had it ask you questions, you've answered it, it gives you that first output. Literally tell it, critique the above. Then it critiques its own answer, tells you this is what worked really well in that output. This is where we can improve it. And then it gives you the optimized version of it. And you can tell it to do that over and over and over again.
Or you can flip it between two AIs. I do that a lot. Like Gemini versus ChatGPT versus Claude. Yep. Like you just kind of can throw the information back and forth if you really want to.
Absolutely. I do that too. It's always interesting to see what tools come back with, like what answers given the info you give them. But yeah, it's all been really useful. I've found a lot of success with it. But it also kind of leads into my offers and everything. So the free thing is, so we talked about prompting a lot. My free thing is, I'm launching an AI prompt of the day email. That people can sign up for. You just go to getsocialdone.com. It'll take you right to it. Just name and email. That's it. Starts May 1st. But it's not just a typical, like, okay, here's your prompt, couple sentences, and that's it. For me, I always liked, again, I always see most things as like a teachable moment kind of thing. So it's going to be a longer tailed prompt of like, this is a very specific use for this prompt. It's going to have little brackets of information where you can customize it to yourself. So it's not just copy and paste it in there. It's copy, paste it, and then update it to your thing and then run it. But in addition to that, I'm also going to explain why it's useful, what you're going to get out of it, and how you can use this to continue that conversation to get the most out of it. So I'm building that right now, partially, again, thanks to the poking and prodding of Jax being like, hey, go, you need to make this. And then that leads into my bigger offer, which is what I get paid to do, which is a lot of coaching, mentoring, and consulting people. I have this thing I'm also building called the GSD Lab, the Get Stuff Done Lab, where anyone who's needing help with either launching or optimizing their meta ads, go high level or AI, bring them into this community. We fix them live on live calls and get you going. So that way you're not waiting days or weeks getting stuff done.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's amazing. And yeah, I can't shout out Jason enough, like so hopeful, not only on the business side, but then also being sort of the ear of like, hey, no, you have done so many good things, step into it. And I think a lot of times we just need that reminder, right? And so yep. If you listen to this episode, maybe you're not an entrepreneur. So some of the entrepreneurial aspects you're going to kind of leave by the wayside, take away and remember that we all hold imposter syndrome. We all don't feel like we're doing enough or being enough or are enough. And all of that is utter crap. We are enough just as we are and as we stand, and we're doing amazing things in the world. We are going out there and changing it in our own unique genius. And so I just highly recommend that, whatever that looks like for you. And if you need a financial reset, I do have a little fun thing that we offer called like the financial wake up call, if you will, questions to sort of ask yourself to reset you. And so we definitely, if that's something that you're looking for, I'll make sure both of those things are in the show notes for you to be able to access. And hopefully this episode was helpful, and we will see you again next week on another episode of Financial Mastery Simplified.